Welcome to Manager Tools. Today's cast, deadlines are commitments. The questions this cast answers are, what is the nature of deadlines? Why do deadlines matter? What do I do when I'm going to miss a deadline? If you want answers to these questions and more, keep listening.
Folks, as I tell you often, we've got a number of public events coming up in the next few weeks. It's worth going over them at a high level. It's February. By the time you're listening to this, we're in Boston, the 8th and 9th of February. On the 10th, we have a virtual effective remote manager session. Starting on the 21st of February, we have a virtual EMC, which will be four parts over four different days, two and a half hours each day. We're also in person in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, 22 and 23 February. In March, we've got a virtual EMC starting on the 1st of March. We're also running an in-person public conference in Phoenix, Arizona, on the 1st and 2nd of March. We're in Chicago the 15th, 16th, and 17th for 3 days' worth of conferences, effective manager, effective communicator, effective hiring manager. We start another virtual effective manager training on the 21st of March. We're in Los Angeles in person for an EMC and ECC on the 22nd and 23rd of March. And we're in Washington, D.C. on the 29th and 30th for another in-person EMC and ECC. That's Washington, D.C. And then we have a virtual effective hiring manager conference also on the 29th and 30th of March. A lot going on. Come to the website, sign up. Hope to see you there.
So, Kate.
Mm-hmm.
Our topic today is a fun one. Now, in terms of our topic today, again, folks, deadlines are commitments. We're going to talk to you about the fact that deadlines matter. Full stop. Now, it sure seems like a lot of people, though, see deadlines as more of rough guidelines rather than what they truly are. That is, metrics that cost our organization money. And to be a professional is to take deadlines very seriously. However, most of us don't.
Today, we're going to cover three things. One, deadlines aren't suggestions. Two, why deadlines are commitments. And three, what to do about deadlines. And y'all, it's important to know that the actionable guidance in this cast is in that final piece of the outline. So if you're looking for what actions to take, how you implement this, what it is that we are meant to do, that's where that is. And so it might be that you might find that you want to go straight there. You may want to listen to our lovely voices instead. And if what you're looking for is actions, it's in part three.
Yeah, because I mean, if you're a manager or executive, which you probably are, I mean, you're listening to Manager Tools, you probably already know the importance, personally, of deadlines. However, your biggest struggle, the thing that you need most from this cast, I suppose, is what are the things you can do to instill that same knowledge about the reason or the cause for deadlines to be so important into the rest of the members of your team? So, let's get our podcast started by talking about deadlines aren't suggestions. Now, we all have deadlines. We have daily deadlines. A daily deadline, something that's easy to think of in my mind, is email. You've got 24 hours to read everything in your inbox, to acknowledge and or respond daily, right?
Yeah, there's meetings too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, meetings.
Meetings come to mind. That's a deadline to be on time. And most of us go to meetings on a daily basis. So that might be a kind of daily deadline.
Yeah, absolutely. Or weekly deadlines. Reporting comes to mind. And one-on-ones. And surely, well, I hope, project cadences and meetings where you have to report status, those types of things are usually happening on a weekly basis.
Yeah. If your projects don't have status meetings weekly, if there's not a weekly cadence there, then you are really not doing your projects good service. It's essentially the professional equivalent of where projects go to die.
Yeah. I mean, I, I'm sure we've talked about this in many previous casts. If you want to instill importance in a topic into the people on your team, talking about it more often is necessary. If you talk about something rarely, which less than weekly is rarely, frankly,
yeah,
then what you're essentially saying without saying it outwardly is, you know, this is not important. It's just not. I mean, it's not important enough to think about every week. That's not a good impression to deliver to folks on your team in respect to your project.
It also just means things are getting done less often.
Absolutely. Things are getting done less often. People are looking at things less often because they don't need to. People procrastinate. We know them.
And so, we are on fire today, just interrupting each other all the time. We're both so excited about, it is something we both really pay attention to is deadlines.
Absolutely.
We're both deeply interested in deadlines. And we find that some people, lots of professionals, their behavior around deadlines suggests that the concept of a deadline isn't really well understood.
Yeah. I mean, as if they're suggestions.
Right. I think not a lot of people have been told this, or it hasn't been illustrated for people, or it's just not clear to some people. And you're right. People act as if deadlines are suggestions, and they're not. They're not guideposts or guesses or estimates. Deadlines are commitments.
Mm-hmm.
It's a commitment.
Absolutely.
I will have this done at this date and time. And we can't leave out the fact that there are some behaviors that we see a lot that might make this confusing, right?
Right. It would be really easy to draw the opposite conclusion, right?
Right.
To think to yourself, oh, wait a minute. No. My deadlines aren't commitments. The behaviors that we exhibit around deadlines would easily lead people to conclude that deadlines are recommendations or suggestions or even estimates, right? We miss them in many cases without fear of recourse.
Sure.
Right? We don't review our own work against our deadlines every day. Frankly, do you, my listener, do you have a reliable system for reviewing your deadlines on a daily basis? Probably not. Most people don't. If you don't, welcome to the rest of the world. Most people don't have reliable systems for these things, thus suggesting that they're not that important.
Yeah, this happens a lot in the tech space. And we have a lot of listeners who are in technical areas. And one of our team members was recently talking to someone in professional technology environment who said that they saw deadlines as more like estimates. And when we kind of dug into that conversation, he did make a good point. Tech professionals especially routinely have to make estimates. They're about future work, level of effort. And it's very similar to a deadline for a deliverable due in 2 weeks. Who knows what will happen in the interim?
Yeah,
right?
Anything could happen. It might need to get readjusted.
Exactly. There's the estimate of, oh, I think it'll take this much time. And a deadline for something due in 2 weeks is at risk because there's stuff that's happening in between.
Absolutely.
And estimates are often not tracked to determine their prediction accuracy. So we make an estimate and then we don't track, hey, did that estimate reflect the amount of work? Was that accurate?
Right, exactly.
So surely deadlines have some
flexibility?
Yeah, in them.
Yeah, that, absolutely.
So that may be your experience.
It could, it absolutely could be. And the thing in all of it is, while we may feel this way, we may think deadlines are flexible, it does not make them so.
Mm-hmm.
It's reasonable, absolutely reasonable to have these thoughts, but it's still misguided. And most of us probably think other things. For example, that goldfish memory is so short it can be measured in seconds. But that's been proven false.
Oh, my favorite is there's a Christmas article about people think you lose the most heat from your head. But
yeah.
That study was conducted on people not wearing hats. It's like, well, yeah, if you're not wearing a hat, that's...
And you're wearing all the other clothes.
Right.
It's the only exposed skin. So yes, I guess, kind of.
Yeah.
There's millions of things, right? Like the fact that lightning can't strike the same place twice.
False.
No, no, false. In fact, there are lightning rods to prove it.
Yeah.
People wouldn't have lightning rods if, like, oh, no, it struck here once. It will never hit my house again. No, might hit your house again.
Yeah.
Put up a lightning rod.
Just because we think things are true doesn't mean that they necessarily are. And, you know, another one of those is, oh, a product's price, as a price goes down, demand increases. In fact, that's not true for what are known as Veblen goods, where price increases cause increases in demand. These are luxury goods.
Yeah, luxury goods. Yeah, like think Rolex.
Or Hermes, yeah.
Or Hermes. Exactly. People that have those items have them because it is a way of showing status. It's a status symbol.
Mm-hmm.
And if everyone had Hermes or Rolex, then it would be no longer a status symbol. Therefore, bringing then the cost of those goods down because they would no longer be seen as status.
Right.
So the reason for this kind of thinking, that is when we go back to thinking about our deadlines being negotiable, being soft. The reason for the thinking is easy. Most of us approach the problem from our own individual viewpoint. It's just plain easier to think of a deadline as an estimate or a suggestion or a goal. But deadlines, while assigned to individuals, are actually an organizational tool.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to see them from the organizational perspective to truly understand why they're commitments. But I assure you, commitments they are.
And here's why. While deadlines are assigned to and therefore associated with individuals, they're not an individual concept.
Right.
The reason why deadlines are commitments is because they're an organizational construct and system.
Mm-hmm.
The deadline assigned to you, for whatever it is, or anyone else, is a commitment of organizational resources, of which you are one,
mm-hmm.
and is a signal regarding priorities within the organization.
Yes.
The organization, any organization, which treats deadlines as suggestions or estimates relating to individuals as opposed to an organizational demand, will eventually fail, which makes sense if you think of a series of cascading deadlines that were to be missed.
Yeah.
At some point, the external pressures don't want to do business with or engage in business with an organization that cannot meet.
Yeah, that is unreliable, essentially.
Right.
So let's do a thought experiment. The simplest way to think about it is thinking about it through the eyes of a new product launch.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a company. Our company decides we've got a new product, which will go out to market on September 1st, which, P.S., is my birthday, so the best day for a product to be launched. Ooh, okay, September 1st project.
Why would you want a product launched on your birthday?
I don't know, because we're going to hit that deadline because deadlines are commitments, and then we get to celebrate my birthday inadvertently.
Okay.
Right?
I suppose Product Sarah was launched on deadline.
Boom. Exactly. No. Love it.
Sarah would never miss a deadline, so she was definitely...
So I was completely on time.
On time.
This was by design. Okay. So now we've got this project to be released on September 1st. This product, my apologies, to be released on September 1st. And this is an enormous commitment with public relations risk.
Mm-hmm.
We have customers and clients, and we've told them we're launching this date. The launch also implies there is the training of salespeople that need to be combined with that, and a change in estimates of quarterly revenues after the launch. And of course, with all such massive efforts within our organization, there are tens of thousands of necessary tasks, all of which have deadlines that must be created to achieve the goal, outcome, and launch date.
Mm-hmm. Think just about the number of deadlines associated with a product launch for a second. And maybe at this point, someone's thinking, well, a lot of those deadlines are guesses. And that would be correct. They started out as a guess.
Kinda, yeah.
Sure. That's where they started. And then once we turn them into deadlines that affect the organization, because revenues come from product launches.
Absolutely.
And reliability around a date for a product launch would mean that revenues would be associated with that at a certain time. So once we turn our guesses into deadlines that affect the organization, those become commitments.
Mm-hmm.
We are saying, yes, we will. And there's all kinds of risk in this. We human managers aren't particularly good at those guesses,
mm-hmm.
which puts risk into our September 1st product launch, right? The planning fallacy, which I always think of as the when did your contractor say your house would be done fallacy.
Oh, such a good one.
Teaches us that we as humans are usually really, 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 really overly optimistic about how
wildly
long something
overly optimistic absolutely.
Will take. Yeah, we always guess about how long, and it's usually a third of what it will take.
Uh-huh.
And because humans are overly optimistic about how much time it will take to get something done, these guesses have risk. And this doesn't even mention anything about the problem of other people estimating our time.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we make estimates, and if you don't already know it, those estimates become deadlines, becoming deadlines, committing others in the organization. That can be a source of enormous tension between executives and managers and directs and different departments, marketing
right,
guesses,
each other things.
How mm-hmm. long it'll take the software engineering team to do something.
Oh, yeah. Love
which
that
is,
one.
It's like a
yeah. Oh, terrible, it can't be that hard. Like, I mean, like a couple days, maybe a week.
Yeah.
Almost never right. Actually, in fact, not almost, never, ever right.
Yeah.
Never right. Exactly. So now at this point, we've got our launch set and the deliverables are all cascaded down and all the commitments begin. Mm. Now, this is a perfect juncture for, and I'm sure you guys are familiar with it if you're familiar with Mark. Mark's favorite leadership quote comes to the fore from the Pulitzer Prize winning John Brown's Body by Stephen Vincent Benet. If you take a flat map and move wooden blocks upon it strategically, the thing looks well, the blocks behave as they should. The science of war is moving live men like blocks and getting the blocks into place at a fixed moment. But it takes time to mold your men into blocks. And flat maps turn into country where creeks and gullies hamper your wooden squares. They stick in the brush. They are tired and rest. They straggle after ripe blackberries. And you cannot lift them up with your hand and move them. It is all so clear in the maps, so clear in the mind. But the orders are slow. The men in the blocks are slow to move. When they start, they take too long along the way. The general loses his stars, and the block men die in unstrategic defiance of martial law because still used to just being men, not block parts. So, in this case, the analogy, I suppose, that we're drawing here is that ripe blackberries and our need to rest cause us to miss deadlines.
All that sleeping gets so much in the way of work.
All that sleeping gets so much in the way of work. It absolutely does every day of our lives. Mm-hmm. And those misses ripple upward and they endanger our product launch. Now suddenly there's organizational revenue and profit and reputational risk. And yeah, even stock price risk. Individuals who approach deadlines as individual estimates rather than commitments in these cases are in danger of starting a cascade of risk that could cost shareholders hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, I know that saying it that way sounds fatalistic, apocalyptic, pessimistic to say it, but every seasoned professional knows it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens in virtually every project. It's largely because we see deadlines as individual efforts rather than what they truly are. And what they are is organizational commitments and resource communications.
Right. The organization says we've assigned this person to this tasking, which should be in a deliverable, by the way, instead of a task. Mm-hmm. And that means organizational resources, a person, and their efforts are assigned for a certain time frame.
Yeah.
And you knowing that means that resources either not going to be utilized in another way, or it mm-hmm. will be a certain time before you have to leverage it differently, leverage a person differently. And these commitments help us understand where we're applying our efforts. It's meant to, right? Hopefully yeah. there's nobody just sitting around twiddling their thumbs instead of going after their deadlines.
Yeah.
But when you think about your deadlines, please try and focus on the fact that they are organizational commitments, that they are commitments you are making around resources. And compare that, contrast it, if you will, a bit, with an individual effort that you're working on yourself. Of course, likely you make estimates of what you need to do, and you think of those things as deadlines. Oh, I have to do X, Y, Z, and they'll take A, B, C amount of time. And so those are my deadlines based on that time frame. But those estimates don't carry the weight and commitment of deadlines for most people, for us.
Right.
Because we're not committing anyone else. And you're also sometimes not communicating to the organization about what's important and how to spend resources.
Mm-hmm.
It is your own time. You see yourself as less likely to see yourself as a resource in your own work and efforts.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, though, that someone else doing something is an organizational resource concept and not simply an individual effort.
Mm-hmm.
Part of this is about the fact that organizations have more than one person in them.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it means to be an organization.
If you're going to clean your garage, it doesn't matter how long you think it will take and when, unless the other person who used your garage has decided there's a date.
Then you better get your garage cleaned.
You're in, guess what? An organization.
Yeah, you're an organization. Exactly. So if you see yourself as a professional, you have to make the transition from seeing deadlines as individual effort to understanding that they are actually organizational commitments.
We are nearly full in presenting to clients in February and March. I think a lot of organizations are coming back, and they're certainly doing some virtual, but we're seeing an uptick in in-person as well. So you can get the effective manager or the effective communicator or the effective hiring manager all in person. You can also get those virtually as a client, and you can get effective remote manager as a client as well. We customize those deliveries for you. And the thing to do is through email maggie@manager-tools.com, and she'll get you sorted. I look forward to talking to you about that and perhaps visiting you with you about how we can customize it to make it most effective for your professionals.
So, takes us to the money shot. What to do about deadlines? So, how can we, as professionals, managers, leaders, and executives, what can we do to address this problem? Because it exists, we know it exists, and people have good reasons why they think deadlines are flexible.
Mm-hmm.
How can we teach them, our teams, our departments, the folks that work for us, to make this conceptual change? And it's easy to lay it all out, frankly, for us to say, oh, deadlines are commitments.
Mm-hmm.
Go out into the world and behave this way. But the hard thing, though, is us having the discipline as managers, as executives, as leaders, having the discipline to follow through
mm-hmm.
on these comms to our team.
It's also BlackBerry's all over again, right?
Oh, BlackBerry.
You say, this is the deadline. And then your team straggles after the BlackBerries and we don't keep them on track or all together on the same thing. Exactly. There's one guy wandering off over BlackBerries. Somebody else fell in the creek. That actually sounds a lot like both of our childhoods. So we'll go back from that. And in terms of our actual guidance, here's what we've got. Tell your team what deadlines mean. If you're a licensee, you can show them these show notes, have them read them. If you're just a listener, it might be that you want to take notes during this cast particularly, excerpt what we're saying and show it to them via your team or staff meeting. Maybe you make some slides or you simply give them a verbal brief, knowing that just doing this once is probably not likely to be very helpful. You want to revisit the topic regularly. And we're going to talk about how to do that as well. There's no reason to just deliver this information and then let it fall by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
We want to revisit it regularly. Horstmann's law of organizational communication, of course. Tell your people something 7 times and half of them will report having heard it once. So we are going to come back to the deadlines piece. The easiest way, probably, in your team to do this is to give deadlines pride of place in meetings. Start your meetings with deadline reviews. Cover the hits, cover the misses. Don't be afraid to ask for every red deliverable what needs to be done, what the risk is, and when it will be done.
Yeah.
If a person was able to estimate when it will be done, and now they know that it will not be done at that time, they darn sure better be able to say it will take me this much more time and therefore the new deadline is X. And if we don't know, then perhaps we need to have a discussion. Although, you know, I'm a little bit loath to have that discussion with someone who doesn't know. And new deadlines. Again, because
New deadline.
Because what we're saying is, hey, I'm not going to hit my commitment. And we're all guilty of this, y'all. You know, I had multiple deadlines on Friday that I was reporting as, oh, these things aren't done. And what we're saying here is, if this is a commitment, I missed my commitments to the team.
Yeah.
And on Friday, the team saw that I missed those commitments to them. And
In a meeting.
Yeah. In a full team meeting, whole team.
Yeah. Where we reviewed status.
Exactly. And hey, guess what? Because those are commitments to the team, I need to be able to say to the team, I missed this, and here is when it will be done. I'm recommitting. Right. If it was something that I missed the deadline and it didn't matter, I would just not do it. In fact, because there is a deadline, the work does need to be done. And that means if I've missed, I need to be able to say when I will be done. I'm just recommitting to the team that I will actually do it to some extent.
Yeah, totally. You bring up a great point, Kate. The things that don't matter don't have deadlines.
Right.
Folks, they don't. You only have deadlines on things that are important. The way you know whether or not something is important is, does it have a deadline? Oh, it has a deadline. Then it's important.
It helps us determine priority. It helps us determine where we're setting our time. A lot of times with my own personal stuff, like if my real life chores, there isn't a necessary deadline.
Right.
Now, we travel, so that's a little bit different. I was telling someone because—
A little, but—
Yeah. Well, I was thinking
like
about—
Like, for example, I'd like to take golf lessons. Is there a deadline? No. I don't need to golf well. I can be bad at it forever.
Right.
If there were a need, like, let's say, for example, there was an event or there was something where I needed to be a sufficient golfer at it, for example— I would then have given myself a deadline. Okay, that tournament, whatever it may be, is the deadline. So I have to be ready for that date. But because I don't, it's unimportant. And P.S. is likely never to happen.
I think that
there is
no
deadline. I might.
You probably will. I'm betting that because sometimes the deadline comes along later, right? Because it becomes timely. For example, right now, I'm not traveling for the next like 10 days, which means I don't have a deadline for my dry cleaning.
Yeah.
And I know when my traveling is, and that sets a deadline for the dry cleaning. It's simply that the deadline is, you know, 4 days before the travel. And again, that's when it becomes important. So.
Yes, exactly.
We've committed that we have to do things. If we haven't done it yet, we have to recommit. Yes, I'm going to do this. And here's when it will be done. And remember, one of the things that we've talked about in the past is in most organizations, and this was in our Go to Work Sick podcast, most organizations, your work output is used by someone else. It's consumed by another person.
Yeah.
Right? That's the thing.
Absolutely.
Like, so we have to recommit to our work and to when it will be done because that informs how the other parts of the organization will utilize that work and therefore be able to do their own work.
Absolutely.
Which is why we track these things on public status boards because it's not just you. You do not exist in a vacuum unless you're coding in your mother's garage, in which case, by the way, you can't manage your mother with these podcasts. So
Don't even try. Maybe
you're not listening for your situation right now. But as another action that we suggest is to create public status boards.
Absolutely. And we've shared repeatedly in other podcasts. I want to say the Manager Tools Work Management Spreadsheet, I think it's called.
Is it workflow, maybe? Yeah.
I think it's work management. The work management spreadsheet, I'm sure, is what it's called.
Okay.
It is our internal method of tracking deliverables. Now, we currently use Google Sheets, and we track in terms of our key deliverables using red, amber, green formulas, cell formatting for in sheets called, for example, Cypress,
which we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm, exactly. The work management spreadsheet we use for our in-person events. We also have virtual Cypress for our virtual events. We've got Spyglass for our podcast productions. And I mean, each of these work management spreadsheets has got thousands of tasks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, podcast production has easily an annual 2,000 tasks. Cypress, for our in-person, easily tens of thousands of deadlines. In
daily.
Order to ensure, daily, yeah, to ensure that our in-person events are occurring in a timely fashion, are proceeding as needed to be successful.
Mm-hmm. We've got a new product launch MT disc, which we call, internally we call Prestwick.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it's been delayed by missing repeated deadlines, specifically in the summer and fall of last year. It's a big enough project that we have a separate weekly meeting for it with the key team members that are working through the tasking. We have similar red, amber, green Google Sheets technology supporting the communications about it and the public status board sheet. And the estimate there is about 5,000 tasks for the whole project, start to finish. It's hard work to build the sheet.
Oh, yeah.
And then
maintain it.
And have the discipline.
Yeah.
To the discipline to maintain it. And then also the respect for each other.
Yeah.
Where we come together in that meeting and say,
My fault.
Guess what? I haven't made my deadlines. Yeah.
Totally.
Mark guesses that the delays have cost the organization roughly $50,000 US in lost revenues. And I think there's some people listening who might see that as revenue that was delayed. We'll get it later. But that's not accurate.
Exactly, because we didn't need to do it. And in most of our cases, for most of our organizations, like new product launch, we talked about as an example, we don't need to do it, right? There's nothing forcing us to do it, said differently. We have a bunch of other products already.
Sure.
It's just a delay. It's not a miss in revenue, but that kind of thinking is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the revenue around launch is what we estimated, revenue, to be clear, is estimated.
Which is different than deadlines
or commitments. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Even if the revenue around launch is what we estimated, that revenue being delayed by 6 months is still lost revenue for those 6 months.
Right. It's 6 months we could have been making that extra revenue and that we have not been.
Right. And potentially, as an organization, your organization has committed to making expenditures in that 6 months, counting on the revenue that it would have from a product. The larger the organization, the more commitments are being made with the revenue dollars, which your delayed product is now causing the revenue not to be there for.
And we're small and private.
And we're tiny. Yeah.
If we were a public company, the revenue would be expected in those timeframes. And it would not just weigh down the revenues, it would also decrease stock prices, maybe.
Absolutely.
If Apple said, hey, we've got a new iPhone coming out on September 1st and then missed, then honestly, that probably changes the amount of money in some people's bank account. Normal people listening, my bank account.
Yes.
Because
yeah,
that's seen, and I'm sure Apple's not doing this, so don't, right. Nobody worry.
Don't. We made that up. It was an example.
Everything's fine. I don't even think that. I think we just got a new iPhone, so I don't think we're supposed to get one for another little bit. It's something to keep in mind that having public status boards is just a reflection of the fact that we make public commitments with our time and efforts when we agree to a deadline. If you're assigned a deadline, you've committed your time and efforts in an organization, which is essentially a public forum. Mm-hmm. And so we create status boards that we use publicly to track. And it's one of the behaviors, along with teaching your organization that those risks must be communicated. It's not enough to just put them on the public status board, y'all.
No.
That's
not enough. That know they're going to miss are obligated to communicate about the miss in advance of the miss. Actually, we have a podcast for this. Mm-hmm. If you're a new listener to Manager Tools, go back in the feed looking for the podcast called Communicating in Advance of a Miss. There's nothing wrong with missing some small minority percentage of deadlines. It happens. But it's a professional sin to not know you're going to miss. It is a sin to not communicate about it. It's a much bigger failure to miss without having communicated than it is to just miss.
Yeah, missing is one thing, but doing so in a vacuum of other people not being aware is a failure to the organization. And the organization here is the manager, not the company.
Exactly.
So we're going to teach your organization that risk must be communicated, not just on the public spreadsheet, but actually communicated. And then teach your organization the difference between tasks and deliverables, which is huge. This is, especially if you're remote, y'all, right. Deliverables are they saved my life. A deadline can only be a commitment if it is a deliverable and not a task. A task is complete the budgets. A deliverable is by 4 p.m. Pacific on February 15th, send me the completed budgets. Deliverables must have an owner, cover only one action, and have a due date.
Mm-hmm.
Having only one action, which the way to do that, y'all, is to have no ands in the task statement, increases your deliverables, sure, but it could double, triple your deliverables.
Yeah.
But that makes managing deliverables much easier because there's so much less ambiguity. If you only do half of it, is it done? No. And some people would argue that it is. There's no question if a deliverable has been met or not, if it doesn't have an and in it and so many ands here.
Right.
There's no question that the deliverable has been met if it is one part. If you have an and, there's some question and then arguing ensues. And that's really not a good use of our time. In fact, it's a waste of our time.
It's a waste of our time. Exactly. To go a step further in respect to the waste of our time, if you can place the responsibility of communication in respect to that deadline to the person responsible for the deadline, it prevents you as manager having to go and ask about it. Hey, have you done this yet? Hey, are you working on this? Hey, is this completed? Hey, is this completed? By saying to Kate, hey, by this date, at this time, please send me this. The responsibility for communication is on her now. Mm-hmm. I've got one time to follow up. If I don't get an email after that deadline, now I follow up. Otherwise, I can push it out of my brain. I don't have time to hold on to all of these things and follow up on items that I don't know when might be done.
Also, y'all, if you are using deliverables because they have times in them, like 4 p.m. Pacific, you can put them in your calendar as a reminder. And they can be at a time.
Totally.
And then because my reminders, because I use Google Calendar every day and I keep it up all the time at my workstation, my reminders are red, which means I can see exactly how many deliverables are due that day, whether they're mine or not. I just parenthetically put the person's initials that it's assigned to. So if it's me, hey, guess what? I've got a red calendar input at that time.
Yeah.
And people ask me all the time, Kate, how do you track tasking? Where do you put it? Like, what's the system? Y'all, if it's at a date and time, guess what? You can use your calendar. And you can even say, hey, Siri, add, no, Siri. You can add, no, thank you. Actually, just discovered with her that if she tries to read me a text message over my AirPods, all I have to say is no, and she goes away.
Oh, really? Yeah, I turned her off completely. I had to.
She only is used in my AirPods.
She's talking all the time.
It's the only time. So that's the only time I ever use her, and so I have her still turned on. But okay, one more action. Well, no, two more actions, right?
A couple more. Yeah.
Yeah. One more thing to teach your org.
Yeah, to teach your org. Teach your org that meeting deadlines is a signal about a professional's trustworthiness.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them that if you don't meet your deadlines, you're showing a lack of trustworthiness. Trusting relationships can withstand this temporarily, and one-on-ones help a great deal. But a professional who's smart and knowledgeable, but who cannot meet deadlines, loses credibility.
And quickly.
Very quickly. We have an example of this in our effective manager conference when we're talking about feedback and we're going through it. There is that professional, I want to say, hesitation, concern that comes around. Yeah, they're super, super smart, but they're always late or whatever it may be. Smarts at some point stop being applied.
Yeah, if you don't miss your, if you don't make your deadlines, if you miss. Yeah.
Exactly. No matter how successful, no matter how good the idea is, no matter how bright they are, at some point, the knowledge itself starts to fade away and people care less because it's wrapped up in unprofessional behaviors, like not being on time. Your ideas are just less valid because when they're always combined with a lack of timeliness, I can no longer even trust the ideas themselves. And that's a problem.
Or that I could get an idea when I need it,
yeah.
Right? That I could leverage the abilities of a person.
Absolutely.
Which leads to, if you have a person who's not meeting their deadlines, our final recommendation is give them feedback.
Give them feedback.
Give feedback about deadlines. Okay, this can't be news to people. That's why we've held it to the end. If you're here,
right.
If you've been here a while, this cannot be news to you.
Mm-hmm.
If your organization meets deadlines, positive feedback. If they fail to do so, negative feedback.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't know what feedback is, go back to our podcast on feedback so you know how to give feedback around deadlines.
If you have any interest in becoming an executive, you got to hold other people accountable and you should start practicing now. Otherwise, you're letting down the organization, which you won't magically be able to change if you're always letting people off the hook.
Exactly. To wrap it all up, folks, deadlines are commitments. They're an organizational concept, and we don't get to ignore them because they're difficult to meet or because we don't have the input we needed from others to get our work done. Organizations run on deadlines. Great organizations meet their deadlines. The other organizations fail. Maybe the organization gets to continue to exist, but it gradually decays. Effective people go elsewhere, and bureaucracy and excuse-making infect the culture.
Doom.
Doom.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks, everyone. That's all for this week. We'll be back next week with a new topic.
Y'all have a good day.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.